Dawn.
Oxford Dawn?
Oxford Dawn.
Okay.
The case. Donald Cartwright, arrogant lawyer, is found dead in a store. The murder weapon, in plain sight, is never discovered. The mystery. Who killed Donald and how?
Was it one of his clients?
And the murder weapon was in plain sight? Was he in a specific type of store?
Yes.
A shoe store?
Yes.
Okay.
How did you know?
He was in a shoe store?
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, what would you kill
him with? A pair of pumps?
Like high heels? Did they like, hit him with the high heel shoe?
No.
Oh.
Was it with the thingy that you put in the shoes?
The shoehorn?
No.
Was it with the thing you put your foot on to measure your foot?
No.
Was he strangled?
Oh, no, there's a metal thingy, too.
What?
Was he strangled?
Yes.
With a shoestring?
Yes.
Okay.
Says shoelace, but shoestring still works.
Okay. Was it somebody that worked at the store?
Yes.
Okay, so the arrogant lawyer was being a butt to the person that worked at the store?
No.
Oh. Did the person that worked at the store, was he already mad at him before he came to the store?
Yes.
Okay, was he a client of his? Well, we already asked that. Did the person who worked at the store have a loved one who was... not necessarily a client, but maybe the opposing person that he...
No.
Was he a client?
No.
So we know he was strangled with a
shoelace. You don't need to know why. You just need to know how.
Who and how. We already know the how. It was a shoelace from a shoe.
He was strangled with a shoelace.
And we need a why?
Who?
Well, in order to figure out who, you kind of need to know why.
Well, it was somebody... It was the cashier...
Well, it was somebody that worked at the store, right, but was already mad at him before he came
into
the store.
Isn't he an attorney or something?
Yeah. So when he came into the store, he was like, oh, I hate this guy. Was it he or she? He. So either...
Did he work on a case, like, against his friend or something?
Worked against him, yes.
So he worked a case as a lawyer against someone that person knew.
Was that what you meant by client?
Yeah. Was it a loved one?
No.
Just a friend?
No.
Did the
lawyer
sent the person to jail who knew the person that killed him?
Was he a prosecutor?
What do you mean?
Like, you have two types of lawyers. You have a prosecuting attorney who... Tries to put you in jail, yeah.
Okay, then he is definitely a prosecutor.
Okay.
So he prosecuted the worker's loved one or whatever... friend, whatever, sent him to jail.
Do we know it was actually a worker of the store?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
But it wasn't the worker that was on trial. The person that worked at the store, were they on trial?
Yes.
Oh, so it was that.
Oh, so he sent the worker to jail.
Yes.
I already asked this. We both asked this, I think.
No, you didn't.
Okay.
Well, no, we asked if it was a client.
Well, he didn't realize client was... That was
but
correct.
But it's still not a client if you're the prosecutor and you're on the defense. It's not a client.
That's true.
Okay.
Okay.
So they sent him to jail, and pretty much, like, he's gotten out of jail, and he's like, oh, that's the attorney that
sent
him to jail.
Yes, you're missing one thing about the sending to jail part.
He sent him to jail for murder?
Sent him to jail for something he didn't do.
Yes.
So we know who, how,
is that
where,
it?
Why.
Who, how, and why. Yes, okay.
Right, go ahead and read it.
The story. Jeff Dandridge, unjustly convicted of manslaughter, had left prison after serving 10 years, changed his name, and found a job selling shoes. One night, while Jeff was alone in the store, Donald Cartwright, the prosecuting attorney who had put him away, came in for a pair of Oxfords. Cartwright obviously didn't recognize Jeff, so he couldn't have suspected that he was about to pay the steepest possible price for sending Jeff up the river. While getting Cartwright's shoes in the stock room, Jeff removed the leather lace from one shoe and palmed it. As Cartwright donned the new Oxfords, Jeff moved behind Cartwright and strangled him with the lace. Satisfied that justice has finally been served, Jeff put the lace back on the shoe and on Cartwright's foot, and tied it. He then left the store and the city, never to be heard from again. The shoe was now on the other foot. The solution. Investigators must discover that Cartwright was strangled with a leather shoelace by the incident man he had sent to prison.
technically, isn't technically the judge the one that makes the final decision? Didn't he technically kill the wrong guy?
No, but the prosecutor.
I mean, I know he's like
he makes the case to.
The prosecutor
doesn't do his job. The judge won't.
And that's all. I don't know if it was a judge trial or a jury trial.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They found him guilty, but if he did his job, whatever, then.
But here's my thing. So he was unjustly sent to jail for manslaughter. So he gets out.
So he gets out and commits
manslaughter. Yeah. Or murder, actually.
Murder.
Isn't it the same thing, manslaughter and murder?
No.
What manslaughter, which sounds horrible.
I know.
Manslaughter.
I never get all of the terms. I really don't. I don't.
Manslaughter is like less than murder. Murder, like, is the worst.
Manslaughter should probably be worse.
It sounds worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
And vehicle
slaughter.
Manslaughter sounds like you're like slaughtering multiple people at a time. Like it's like a zombie apocalypse and you just took them all out.
Or you're just like really, really, really killed somebody.
Manslaughter might be like,
yeah, like you killed somebody and then like plastered them across the wall.
I beat the guy to death.
Right.
I didn't mean to beat him to death. It just kind of happened.
Right.
But I still killed him.
Yeah.
So it's not murder. Like I didn't sit outside like.
Yeah, it was like premeditated.
Premeditated.
And,
right.